Welcome to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson, an outreach ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. This program is designed to take you back to basic principles for living found in the Word of God.
So hey everybody, turn up your radio. Listen to your soul cry the question why song. Something you never seen before. So gather around, squeeze it tight, 'cause you're bound to hear a little truth tonight. 'Cause the love around here is bound to make it fall. Head over heels for heaven above.
Pastor Brian is currently guiding us through the Old Testament with a series of topical teachings. And today we'll be looking at part 3 of The Government Upon His Shoulders as we turn in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. So let's follow along as Pastor Brian takes us back to basics.
I love to think of the plan of God in the providential sense. And sometimes we don't realize it, but If we give a little bit of thought, we can see the providence of God at work in our lives. You know, as you look at the life of Joseph, you look at the providence of God in his life. And how all of these circumstances that are developing, they seem to be going in the wrong direction for Joseph. Everything seems to be against him. But yet we find that actually God is using all of these circumstances to work out a plan and a purpose that Joseph never even conceived of. And so you remember the story as everything kind of comes down at the end and he reveals himself to his brothers, and they were the ones who originally, you know, initially sought to kill him, but then felt that killing him is probably not the best idea. We'll sell him as a slave. You remember at the end when they come before Joseph, and now he's in power. He's the prime minister of the world. They're rightfully afraid that he's going to bring judgment upon them. But he says this to them. He says, don't be afraid. He says, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And that is a truth that you can tack onto your own life. The devil means he intends evil against us. He uses people quite often to carry out that evil that he intends, just like he did with the brothers of Joseph. But this is what we can know, that God is working all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose, because he's wonderful, because he's awesome. And so we have this confidence. And it's a beautiful thing to see the hand of God working in the mundane things, you know, that seemingly just, you know, you might look at something from a certain point of view and it has no significance whatsoever. From the eternal standpoint. As circumstances suddenly change, you find that, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Look how this has worked out. But of course, God knows everything that's going to happen. So he makes provision. And we see this. We see it in our lives. And so when we think of the Lord as being wonderful, this is part of what is being communicated there. Just the wonder of his omniscience, the wonder of his omnipresence and these great attributes of his. But then he's the counselor as well. And he counsels us today, doesn't he? I don't know where I would be if it were not for the counsel of the Lord. He counsels us through his word. How many times have you had the experience of being perplexed, of being dismayed, of being disheartened, and you open your Bible and there's a word from the Lord? And you know it's from the Lord because it's speaking right to your situation. And it's, you know, kind of leaping off the page. And it's just, it's going into your heart. And it's bringing you that wisdom or that comfort or whatever is needed at the time. And I thank God for his counsel in my life through his word. I thank God for his counsel in my life through his people. My point is this. These things for us, because the child has been born already, the son has been given, and for us on a personal level, these things are already being experienced. We're awaiting the day when they're universally experienced. And that's coming. And the fact that we experience them personally, it's a reminder that this is what the future holds for the universe itself. So he's the counselor, but then he's the mighty God. He's the mighty God for us. He conquers our foes. He overcomes our adversaries. And of course, particularly the devil himself. We're in a battle. And we have a great power that's opposing us and working against us. And if it were not for the Lord's intervention and for his protection and for his defense of us, we would be crushed under the iron fist of Satan. But he's our mighty God. And he comes in that conquering sense, and he overthrows the enemy. And he foils his plans. You remember how Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Satan has desired you to sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you." And when you're restored, strengthen your brothers. But Jesus is essentially saying, I'm standing up for you. I'm defending you. Satan wants to destroy you, but I am not going to allow that to happen. I'm going to stand up against him. And that's what he does for us because he is our mighty God. And sometimes Satan stands up against us in a sense that it's primarily spiritual. It's more or less invisible. It's an attack upon our soul, our spirit, our mind. And sometimes we feel helpless to do anything about it. But then the Lord comes in. I remember a season in my life, I've shared this before. Maybe it'll encourage somebody if I share it again. But I remember a season in my life where I was just under tremendous attack, battling with sickness and experiencing a tremendous attack upon my mind and my spirit and my soul, and feeling that I was just going to be mowed down by the enemy, feeling helpless and unable to stand against this tremendous onslaught that was coming against me. And the Lord was encouraging me through others that he was with me and he was going to guard me and keep me and all of that. But, you know, those promises would come, and as quick as they'd come, I'd seem to lose the ability to hold on to them. And I remember as I was there one evening and I was in this place of distress, mentally and spiritually very much agitated and oppressed. And God had been speaking to me about him being my shield and all of those things. I had asked Cheryl to hand me something to write on. And she just picked up a little piece of paper and just flipped it a few feet across the room onto the table. And as it came through the air there and kind of flipped around, it landed face up with these words, "The battle is the Lord's. You won't have to fight. He'll fight for you." And it was just that word of encouragement that got me through just that. And that confidence. But sometimes the devil uses people against us to oppress us and to seek to condemn us and things. But we have on our side the mighty God. And we can have confidence in his protection and in his ability to overthrow the evil one. And then, of course, the everlasting Father, the Father of the ages, the one who controls all of history, the one who controls all of time. the one who spoke the universe into existence. And again, you see, these are truths that I have to get drilled into my head, because many things will come along in life that try to, you know, dissuade us and confuse us and undermine our confidence. But we have to keep coming back to these fundamental things, that our confidence is in the Lord who created us, submitting ourselves, as Peter says, to the Lord as to a faithful creator, the Father of the ages, the one who has authority over all of history. I love to think of that. I have this strange fascination with history. I don't know what it is. I like it. I don't know why. It's just the story of human failure over and over again, but I mean, it really is. But it's interesting to me. But, you know, as I kind of go through these seasons where I'll study different histories of, you know, maybe the American history or European history or, you know, ancient civilizations or whatever. But as I'm going through it, I can see all of the human failure. But then you just see God's hand working through history. And it's absolutely amazing. But we need to remember that, you know, nothing is out of the Lord's control. And I think sometimes we get very impatient and we think that, you know, things should have already happened the way our prophetic scenario perhaps told us it was going to happen. And then when it doesn't happen, or it didn't happen, or it doesn't seem like it's going that direction, we get discouraged. We just have to keep in mind that He is the Father of the ages, that He is the God of history, and that He is working out a plan, and we can go all the way back to the beginning of time and we can follow that redemptive thread. I just finished reading the Minor Prophets again. Just began there, you know, with Daniel, and then read right on through to Malachi. And as I read through that, and I look at these promises to Israel, and looking at them in their context and realizing that these promises have not yet been fulfilled. There's no point in the past that you could look at and say certain of these prophecies, oh, well, that was accomplished then. It was not accomplished. So they're promises that are yet to be fulfilled. And I'll tell you, for me, when I read those promises and I think of Israel's history and I think of their, you know, going back to their rejection of the Messiah and their expulsion from the land and all of those hundreds of years going out to about 2,000 years of this diaspora, this dispersion throughout the world. The diaspora technically goes back even further, but let's just say for the 2,000 years from Titus, the time of Titus, 70 AD. And then I think of what's happening in Israel today. And I think of how God has providentially brought them back into the land. And I think of how things are coming together for all of the fulfillment of these prophecies to occur. And I'm just astounded that He is the Father of the ages. He is the God of history. He's the God who's working all of history out. And I always think about this. Who would have ever dreamed 100 years ago? Who would have ever dreamed that Jerusalem would become a significant city once again and the center of world attention and the source of international strife? Because 100 years ago, Jerusalem was nothing. It was nothing. It was an ancient city that had an ancient history, but it had no relevance to the modern world. And look where we've come in such a short time. But guess what? God said we would come there. And in some cases, 3,000 years ago, and even longer. And we see that He is the God of history. And if He's the God of history in the larger sense, then of course He's the God of your personal history as well. And He knows your personal history. And He knows where you've been. And He knows where you're at. And He knows where you're headed. And He's working out His plan. So we rest in these things, and then He is the Prince of Peace.
I have to say that I have, in recent months, I have been finding myself needing more than normally to really lay hold of the peace of God. I make the mistake of spending too much time reading the news. And I lose my peace big time. And I get frustrated. And I find myself fretting over things. I find myself just upset. I find myself wanting to, I don't know what I want to do. I just want to do something. And the Lord will just catch me. And he'll just turn me toward himself and just say, I'm in control. Be at peace. Let my peace rule. Let my peace govern your heart and mind. I try not to get involved in, you know, the whole political thing. I try to just stay as far away from it as I can, but I always get sucked up into it, at least in my head. You know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night debating in the House or the Senate or something. I go, what am I thinking? And I can get all worked up over this stuff. And then the Lord will bring me back around and just say, it has to be this way. Rest. Trust me. And then, of course, you know, those personal things. When we go through those personal things, when you go through the financial crisis, when you go through the physical, the health crisis, when you go through things with your family, and these are things we all go through, aren't they? Now, there's no exemption for us as believers. There's no immunity. We have trouble in the world just like everybody else does, just because we live in a fallen world. We have things happen to us. We have things happen in our families. We have things happen with our children that we never wanted to happen or would dream that would happen. We find ourselves in financial distress at times. And all of these things could easily crush us. But this is where we look to the Prince of Peace. And we let his peace rule in our hearts and minds. And again, you know, on that level, the Lord has many times in the last few years just invited me more or less, Brian, put that in my hands. Entrust that to me. Let me deal with that. Let me take care of that. You can't carry that burden around. And I'm finding that I'm able to do that easier than I used to be able to do it. I guess I'm just realizing how powerless I am to change things. But it's becoming easier for me to just let go of it and to put it in the Lord's hand. And I think secondly, there's also the element of I'm seeing what God can do when I put it in his hands and how much of a better job he does at taking care of these things than I can do. I look at my children and I think of all the anxiety and all the worry and all the fear. And I look and I see all that God's done as I've just continued to turn those things over to him and allow his peace to guard my heart and mind. And I see he's so faithful. So this is a picture of where things are headed universally. We get to have a taste of it today. We're living in the kingdom already. The kingdom hasn't come in the universal sense, but it's coming. But we are citizens of this kingdom. And so we have a taste presently of what the world collectively will experience in the future. But until the Lord comes back, guess what he wants to do? He wants to keep being that wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace to you. He wants the increase of his government and peace to continue to develop in your life and in my life. And he also
wants us as citizens of the kingdom to recruit others to become part of the kingdom. And the great advertisement really is not merely in the tract that you would hand somebody, but the great advertisement is the life that you're living that gives significance to the tract that you hand somebody. You see, that's the thing. And you got to think of it like this. If a person is living under the reign of the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, you got to think that this is going to evidence itself. This is going to show itself. There's going to be something about us that's going to be distinct from those who are outside of the kingdom. And this is where letting our light so shine before men, trusting God, believing in His goodness and His love, and just letting that flow out from our lives as we go out into wherever we go out. God's got us all situated in different places. And what He wants to do is He wants to bring into each and every relationship a taste of the kingdom that those outside and even in opposition or resistance might be drawn in to become partakers. And so we've got it today. The child that was born, the son that was given, we've already received or begun to receive the benefit and the blessing of that. And we just wait for the day when this is universally realized. And God Himself alone knows when that time is going to come. We don't have to so much worry about that, because we can just ourselves experience the kingdom in ever increasing ways as we give ourselves over to seeking Him. I'm excited because I believe that the Lord has good things in store for us in this year to come. I believe that God is at work and He's going to keep working, and I believe it's going to be a year of blessing for us as His people. And how can it be anything but that with the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace at the helm of your life? You can't beat that. You can't improve on that. It's as good as it gets. So praise God for that. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that these ancient promises will one day fully be realized, and that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And Lord, we long for that day, but Lord, thank You that You are the King over our lives today, that You reign as that wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And Lord, we would pray in this year to come, we would pray, Lord, that the increase of Your government over our lives would be extended. And Lord, if there are areas of our lives that are outside of Your dominion right now, outside of Your authority, places that we haven't surrendered to You, yielded to You, given over to You. Oh Lord, help us to realize the folly of that and help us to yield ourselves. We thank You, Lord, that in looking back, whether good times or bad, we can leave the past behind and we can look ahead with expectation, with excitement, with anticipation of good things in the year to come. So fill our hearts with hope and expand your rule over our lives for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll continue with more of our Old Testament topical series in our next lesson as Pastor Brian takes an in-depth look at our gracious God. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of this study, or perhaps you'd like to review it again at a more convenient time, you can do so by simply calling us toll-free at 1-800-733-6443 and request the message entitled, The Government Upon His Shoulders. Or if you prefer, simply refer to it by resource number 0BB502. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-733-6443. And for those of you that prefer to write, you can address your correspondence to Back to Basics, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And when writing or calling, be sure to ask for a free catalog of available resources from Back to Basics, and please include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. You're also invited to visit our website at backtobasicsradio.com, where you can listen to archived messages by Pastor Brian, or subscribe to our podcasts and vodcasts. Once again, that's backtobasicsradio.com. Back to Basics is sponsored by Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, California.